The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Mandy Kelly is with me. People will remember we've spoken to Mandy several times because Mandy's two sons were taken from her by her estranged husband when they were on a holiday in Egypt. Mandy, what is the latest on your case to get your sons back?
So good evening, Kieran, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak to you once again and to your listeners. So since last speaking to you last in June of this year, I attended the High Court of Ireland as a lay litigant, and I was issued an order in exceptional circumstances for the issuing of new Irish passports for my two sons. And the judge in question issued the order due to her concerns regarding the welfare of my two children and due to the issue of flight risk. So that has been a positive step in my case. Unfortunately, despite having been granted custody by the Irish High Court and obtaining an order for my son to be returned to Ireland, my estranged husband, Mr. Gamal, remains defiant and in contempt of the order of the Irish court. Likewise, having been awarded custody in Egypt in July, my estranged husband has not returned the children to me.
So we've this situation whereby the courts are in agreement in both jurisdictions, in Egypt and in Ireland, that your sons should be with you. So, you know, how has your former husband been able to ignore that?
Well, technically, Kieran, I just believe that he thinks that he is above the law, and I believe it's that the public needs to know as well that my mother-in-law attempted to seek custody of my children. She initiated custody proceedings back in April, and that case is still ongoing. However, she failed to appear to the Egyptian courts, or failed to attend the custody hearings both in September and October. And also, to escalate matters even further, she has provided the Egyptian courts with incorrect addresses, which means that my custody order is unable to be enforced, because unfortunately we are in a position now that I do not know the address of where my children are residing.
Oh, so you still have no idea where they are now? I mean, do you know that they're still even in Egypt? Might he have taken them to a different jurisdiction?
And this is why I am seeking the help from An Garda Síochána in Ireland and the Minister for Justice. I'm seeking their assistance to pursue and obtain an Interpol yellow notice for the international community to be aware of the fact that my two sons, Zayn and Kareem, that they have been kidnapped and that I have not seen them in 957 days. Additionally, I am pleading that a red notice concerning my ex-husband should be circulated, given the duration of his defiance of both Irish and Egyptian court orders and the fact that he has refused to return my two sons in Egypt, moving from residence to residence to avoid detection and possible arrest that would obviously see the return of my two sons. I'd like to add as well, I'm deeply concerned about the welfare of my children, Zayn and Kareem, and equally concerned at the extent of efforts by my estranged husband to continue to obtain Zayn and Kareem unlawfully, which demonstrates that he will not stop at nothing in his attempt to retain my two beautiful sons unlawfully. Obviously, as you mentioned, Kieran, this may include crossing Egyptian borders, which may hamper the efforts that are continuously ongoing in Egypt in locating my estranged husband.
Oh, God, it's just so awful, the situation you find yourself in, Mandy, and it strikes me every time we speak. What has been the level of support you've gotten from authorities in Egypt and here from the Department of Foreign Affairs, for example?
So I would like to thank our ambassador to, or the Irish ambassador to Egypt, Miss O'Brien, for her continued support and her empathy towards this horrific case of two Irish children who are stranded in a foreign land at this stage, but in a land without their mother. And obviously, very recently, my case was raised by our Minister for Foreign Affairs, Mr. Micheál Martin. It was raised with the Egyptian Foreign Minister. This has happened twice this year. It was raised when he met with the Egyptian Foreign Minister at the United Nations recently. So I do agree that everything is being done, and I do also appreciate the empathy and support from the Egyptian authorities as well. My case was examined very closely, and obviously they're horrified even with the fact that my estranged husband has refused the offer by myself to have the Irish and the European arrest warrant dropped. So they know that he is not going to stop at nothing at this stage.
Yeah.
This is why the Interpol yellow and red notice is hugely important, to continue, you know, the strength and to continue my fight for the return of my two children to Ireland.
How are you coping with all of this, Mandy?
I have good days and some horrific days. I am obviously, like everybody, I have a full-time job to keep. So that keeps me going. And obviously I have my family and supportive friends, and obviously the majority of the Irish public as well. But it's horrific having to wake up to this nightmare every morning and not knowing if my children are okay. And the fact that my estranged partner is being so cruel and not considering the best interests of our two children, who obviously in both jurisdictions have agreed that the best interests of our two children will be served in Ireland and in my care.
Well, listen, Mandy, take care of yourself as well as you can, given the stress you're under. And I'm sure I speak for everybody listening to you when I say that. And thank you for giving us the update, and we will stay in touch as well, if that's okay. Mandy Kelly there, who continues her battle to get Zaid and Karim home back into her care.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.